episode 167 of Tall Boy Radio. Now, we love collaborating with other podcasts, and this week we're working with a podcast that we've never worked with before, so we're excited to find out a little bit about them and a little bit about what it is that they do. But before we get to that, let's find out a little bit about ourselves. Gaz, do you want to tell us about yourself?
Hey guys, evening all, evening the world. Really looking forward to this. I say it most weeks, really, recently. You know, I love it when we manage to collaborate with one or two other sort of fellow podcasters, people that we haven't had on before. Really enjoy chatting about what they do, their podcasts, what the inspiration was, and seeing where it goes. No doubt there'll be a couple of left turns along the way somewhere, so looking forward to this.
Amen, amen. Dave, have you got any nuggets you want to share with us about yourself?
No. I'm looking forward to this episode. I think it's going to be really interesting. I think we're going to feel the earth moving with this one.
Oh, here he gets Punk City, here he goes.
There we go. That's about the best we're going to come up with tonight. So, Paul, do you want to tell us a bit about your podcast? As Dave alluded to there, is it Seismic Cinema? Do you want to tell us a little bit about it, dude?
Yeah, so I'm one half of Seismic Cinema. I'm the kind of chilled back, laid back one that just strays off in tangents. Colin, he's the one that just keeps it on the straight and narrow, so I'll probably just wander off into different directions like I am now. So yeah, we just do like TV, movies, kind of meander into books sometimes, just reviews. Just whatever's kind of kicking about, we'll just talk about, just like to have a laugh and talk about movies that have came out. Usually, Colin hasn't seen it. Like, see, like any popular movie, Colin's not seen it. You're like, oh, have you seen like Halloween? No. Have you seen Scream? No. Have you seen? No. So yeah. Like, we try to do ranking videos, and it's like, oh, I've not seen that. I've not seen that. I've not seen that.
Just perfect for a film podcast, then, yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, is that not prerequisite for somebody that reviews films, is to actually watch films, maybe? I don't know.
Well, it's pretty good because, like, it's quite nice to have a fresh perspective on things. Like, I'll be, like, saying I've seen all these different movies and he'll come at it from a completely different angle because it's the first time he's seen it. And it's pretty cool. And I usually watch things in, like, the wrong order. I'll watch, like we're doing like sequels tonight. I'll watch the sequel and then I'll watch the original just because it's my way. I just, whatever's came out, I'm just like, I'll watch that. Yeah, that's fine. But,
yeah. Do you have a specific genre of films that you enjoy the most?
I quite like just horrors and comedy. That's my kind of jam.
What about comedy horrors?
Not really, no. that's where the line gets crossed. Also action. See if there's like a good action movie. That's probably action is my main genre. I do love an action movie. See, explosions and gunfights, I'm sold.
That's it. And I suppose living 40 minutes from Glasgow, you'll probably experience a little bit of that.
I see, we're in the rural parts. It's like nothing ever happens here.
No, that's probably the way you want it.
Like, see, our town is so small. Front page news, I think a month ago, was that we were going to get a Papa John's in a leisure centre. That was front page news. And like, yep, yeah, that's us.
Brilliant. Dude,
he won up on us. We haven't got a Papa John's.
I was going to say, we haven't got a Papa John's, exactly. Yeah.
Got a leisure.
We're out there, and if you're listening, then we need one.
We do.
We don't really.
No, we do. Yeah, we do. So, as we talked about there, so we're going to be looking at sequels. A couple of weeks ago, we looked at remakes, didn't we? And Gaz, you had a little bit confused about what this, the difference between a remake and a sequel, didn't you? But we were putting this together. But I think, I'm confident, he's got it bang on tonight. So, we're going to try and find some selections of films where the second, third, fourth, fifth, or sixth in that franchise of films is better than the original. So we let our guest go first.
Yeah.
Let him chuck one out there and see if he can tell us about a film that he enjoys, which is better than the original.
Oh, no. Pressure.
Absolutely.
Oh, I don't know. I'd imagine there's probably quite a few crossovers when it comes to these kind of things. But one that recently kind of crossed my mind was Top Gun Maverick. Right. So that was probably the ones where I was watching. I was like, that kind of brought in the sequel kind of thing. I remember watching the old one and I was like, it's okay. Like, the end kind of acts pretty good, but Top Gun Maverick was just like, from start to finish, it was just awesome. I remember
my list honorable mention.
Is it?
Yeah,
because it's one of these movies, I didn't actually get to see it in cinema, and I just wish I had. Like, I was watching it at home, and it just wasn't the same, but just the action in it, the speed, the action shots just in the cockpits as well. Even though it was basically, like, the Death Star trench run from A New Hope, like, it was still pretty good.
it's weird. You see, I'm a bit of a sort of Top Gun fan, and I loved the soundtrack of the original one, and when Maverick came on, I watched it at the cinema when Maverick came on, and it was like the first sort of minute, 2 minutes, and they started playing the intro with the song. It's like, oh my god, this is going to be amazing. It's like they proper paid homage to like the original one, and I was just all the way through. I was like, oh, like, wow. I mean, I love the original. I love the remake. The cinematography in the remake is amazing. And actually, Tom Cruise flew the plane, which obviously helps because then you don't have stunt people and stuff. He was in the plane. So that helps in terms of the cameras and the action. But yeah, I thought it was a really, really good sequel. And I really enjoyed it. Like I say, it's on my list. It wasn't in my top sort of four or five, but it was on my list. I really, really enjoyed watching it. Thought it was brilliant.
Do you think it's easy to compare those two films because they're so far apart in their, you know, the CGI and everything? Because if you could, it'd be hard to do, but could you imagine when you watched Top Gun first time round, when you came out and you thought, wow, that was absolutely awesome. If you could put yourself back in those shoes and compare that feeling to when you watched the new one, do you still think you'd say the second one is better? Or you're just comparing them now because you've seen them both?
Personally, I just think you compare them now. I think it's really hard to say, well, how did I feel back in the day? And if I'd have had the CGI now back in the day, what would I have thought, sort of thing? It's difficult to think that. I just think from watching it, I really, really, really enjoyed Maverick. And like I say, the first two or three minutes, and they're on the boat in whatever ocean it was, and then they just start playing, and the tune comes on, you're like, oh, I'm sold already. And it's like 2 minutes in, I'm like, this is going to be amazing. And it was. And I don't know, Dave, it's a good question. I don't know. Not sure.
I mean, I must admit, this is probably the only one where I know that I've watched both films and have an opinion on.
I have, yeah.
We watched the new one at the cinema, and I did think it's one of the best films I've seen in a long, long time.
Do you like the original?
Yeah, and I almost went to watch it, and I almost got the kids to watch it before we went to watch the new one. And I looked online, and I saw quite a lot of people saying don't, because it's one of those films that you've watched and you have it in your head that it's really, really good. But when you go back and watch it again, it just looked a bit slow and a bit dated. And they wish they hadn't, because they had this big expectation from this memory of this brilliant film, and then watched something else that was even better. Then you watch that one, and it just felt like just such a not as good as what they thought, and it kind of ruined them watching the second one.
Right.
So we didn't. So I didn't watch it again.
Yeah.
See, interesting enough, now I'll tell you a story from when I was a young boy. Okay. So I probably would have been about 8 or 9 years old, and I'd been playing across the local fields when I was a young kid nearby where we used to live. You remember that, Gaz? We used to go over there sometimes. Yeah. And I was climbing over a barbed wire fence, and I slipped, and I cut the inside of my thigh from my knee to just below my groin. And I tell you what, I found that slightly more enjoyable than the first Top Gun film.
I didn't wonder where that was going.
I was like, this is a really weird story to the time of Top Gun.
Welcome to Life of Beams.
No, I hate Top Gun. And unfortunately, everywhere I've read tells me that the second one is much better and is probably worth a watch. However, I can't quite bring myself to it. Now, knowing I don't like the first, am I stitching myself up by not watching it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Do you think I'd enjoy it?
Yeah.
I think you would. I think you'd enjoy it. Put it like this. You'll enjoy it more than ripping your groin off open watching the original. So if at least take the positive that it, in your mind it can't possibly be as bad as the original. So
that's interesting. So IMDb, how do you think IMDb compares those two films?
I suspect that Maverick scores slightly higher.
Interesting.
Is it percentage or out of 10?
Out of 10.
An 8. Is it decimals or just whole numbers?
Yeah, so decimalized.
Decimals. Singular decimals, if you want to be specific.
8.4 and for the old one, 9.1 for the new one.
Oof.
Okay. I'll say the original was like 6 point something, and the new one high eights, maybe a 9.
Dude, Gaz, do you want to elaborate on that? I'm going to tell you, we're not too far away.
I'll go the original. Yeah, high 6 points, maybe 7.0. And then I think the original would be 7.98.
You've loved your cheating, the bastard. Yeah, so 6 points.
Seriously, you've just thrown me under the bus. Look, my phone's like nowhere near. I haven't even got a page on.
I know, he's probably watching. He's putting bets on the sport now if his phone's open. I'll tell you that now for nothing.
No, look, I've got all my little notes there, you little cheeky hound.
So 6.9 is the original on IMDb, and 8.3. So yeah, it is deemed to be considerably better. The people have spoken. Who wants to go next in naming a sequel or part of a franchise which is better than the original?
Right, I'm gonna go just because I'm gonna say Terminator 2.
Okay.
Terminator 2 is better than Terminator.
Terminator is a good film.
Don't get me wrong, Terminator was a good film, and I think, you know, back in the day, groundbreaking, and everyone's like, oh my god, it's amazing. And then Terminator 2 came out, and it's like just a whole different like level. I thought there's a better bad guy. I think obviously the explosions and the action has moved on, and the CGI, and obviously the twist in terms of Arnie coming back, but actually now he's a good guy and not a Terminator, but he's a Terminator, but he isn't type thing, and he's now a good guy, and John Connor and all that. More sinister. I think the whole film is more like, oh shit, this guy literally you can't kill him. He's sort of Robert Patrick, he's brilliant. The soundtrack is amazing. So I thought Terminator 2 was way better, yeah.
Interesting. You'll have seen that one, Paul, surely.
Oh, 100%. I think I watched it the other night, actually. It was on like ITV4 or something like that.
Yeah.
So he's always on forever on repeat, but yeah, it's like Terminator, the first Terminator is like a really good film. Like, you always think back to like the police station shootout and stuff, and that's iconic. But Terminator 2 has got like so many iconic scenes just in itself. Like, I always remember the storm drain chase with the lorry. That's like my kind of standout. Like, just the stunts, and like you're saying, Robert Patrick, the T-1000, the effects in that are just like scary good for back in that day.
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, when you think about how old that film is, it is next level. That was groundbreaking at the time. What about the other films in the Terminator franchise? Because they made a few after that. Do they follow on getting better and better and better?
No. I genuinely think Terminator 2 is the best one of all of that franchise. I'm not a huge... And we're probably going to touch on it a bit later. I'm not a huge fan of going like, films number 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 or whatever. I think, you know, maybe two, maybe do a sequel, maybe trilogy at best, but then stop it there. You don't need to keep going and going and going, sort of thing. But I think 2 is the best in that franchise.
I feel like your timeline's so murky now in the Terminator series. Like, it could have just cut it off at 2 and it'd been fine, but now they just kept milking it, milking it, milking it, and then it just feels like it's never going to end because the machines come back in time.
Have they actually ended it, or are they still making them?
I didn't watch the last one, so they probably are. I don't know.
But I mean, there's only so many times you can go on your time loop, though, and it's like, right, you've got to come back, you've got to save John Connor, right, you've got to come back, you've got to save John Connor, right, you've got to come back, and it's just like, really? Don't know. And then the last one was it Linda Hamilton finds Arnie as a, I don't know, like a disused Terminator that's shacking up in a wood cabin or something or other in the middle of a forest somewhere. You're like, what, really? Like, come on, seriously.
Watched the last one at all. Just it didn't interest me whatsoever.
No, they didn't really appeal. I've seen a few of them, but I think this is the danger when you do films with time travel: is the longer you go on, the more irrelevant almost the earlier films become, because they were so iconic at the time that actually you could just undo the work of doing that by doing something that you did in 3. And I just don't think it's. I just don't think it's very clever. What about yourself, Dave? Are you a big fan of the original Terminator film?
I've probably watched them, but an awful long time ago. I can't really remember, to be honest. I get you mixed up with RoboCop, I think. It's pretty similar, isn't it? Sort of robots going around, half man, half robot. shooting people.
Well, no. Terminator wasn't half man, dude. He was an android made to look like a human. Whereas Robocop, as a guy had a very bad day, they killed him without actually thought. No, it's like now, basically. It's like now. If you had a really bad day at work, you shit yourself, you end up getting shot up and everything like that. Fuck it, you're coming in tomorrow, son. Get yourself robotized.
Ah, similar.
Yeah, exactly. It's a story for the modern age. But no, interestingly enough, Robocop is another film that's spawned sequels. Have you enjoyed those?
I have watched it. That's another, actually, think about it now, that I have watched at least one sequel. I don't know how many sequels they've made, but I don't think anything. I think when we watched it, I didn't think it was anywhere near as good as the first one.
No, they are pants. They are pants. So go on then. Terminator. We always use the IMDb as our role model in terms of saying whether something's any good or isn't any good. Where do we think that lies then? Are you going to say IMDb is going to ally with your opinion?
Yeah, 100%. Definitely Terminator 2 on IMDb is better than the original Terminator.
Cool. I'd probably say Terminator 2 is probably the best of the whole Terminator series. So yeah, I'd agree with Gary on that one.
Yeah.
Dave?
Yeah, I've got no idea. So let's say 1.5 points better.
No, actually, it's really close. It's really, really close. So Terminator, 8.1. Terminator 2, 8.6. So there's not as much disparity there as there was between the Top Gun films. In terms of Robocop, so Robocop is rated as, where has it gone? About 7.6 and 5.9 for the second one, which I think is a fair, you know, because I'll tell you something about the second one, Gazza. I wouldn't buy that for a dollar. Dave, go on then. Chuck us one out there. You must have come up with something.
Yeah, okay. I have. Paddington.
Well, I wasn't expecting that.
Because I thought the first Paddington was a really good movie. And I think because it was a bit slapstick and based on basically a cartoon bear, it's actually not that easy to then make a sequel that's based around the same very distinct character in London and actually make it better. So I thought just because it's really difficult to do that with what you're working with. And I do think that the second film was better.
Right. Well, I'm going to go very early on this conversation. I haven't seen the original and I haven't seen the remake. So in a very,
sequel.
Very...
Sequel, Gary, not remake.
Sorry, sequel. I haven't seen the original.
Here he goes again.
So therefore, I'm out, to coin a phrase.
Well, it's not action and it's not horror, but it is comedy. So, Paul, have you seen it? Come on.
I have not seen it. I have not seen either, I'm afraid.
Good lad. Good man. Good answer.
I kind of want to see it because, you know, that Nick Cage film, Undeniable Weight of Massive Talent, one with him and Pedro Pascal. Like, they talk about it in like a really funny context. And I'm like, you know, I could watch that. So it's maybe on the list behind several other movies, but I'll get there one day.
Dude, watch
it. Have you seen him?
I have, yeah.
I've seen both.
My kids are 6 and 3.
I know, yeah.
So they love Paddington Bear. So I'm going to agree with Dave, actually. They are actually really, really quite watchable. I prefer the first. I thought the second one was a little bit sinister, to be honest, Dave, when they're trying to kill a rather avuncular, lovable bear. It's an ursine character which didn't merit getting the chop. You know, it wasn't exactly the Revenants, you know what I mean, where you had a little sympathy for the bear. It was, you know, he was lovable. So, yeah, I thought it was a little bit harsh. But no, I preferred the first. But the good folks of IMDb side with you, Dave, but only just 7.6 to 7.3. Now, I'd have gone the other way around. But I would say to our listeners, probably not the sort of film that we regularly talk about on here, but I would say give it a go. It is quite enjoyable. Guys, I think you'd probably enjoy it more than the original Top Gun.
Unlikely.
I think the soundtrack's better. I can't remember a single song for it. From it, but yeah.
Shall
I chuck one out there then? And it's one that Gaz and I talked about earlier. So before we started, you know, Gaz and I had a bit of a conflab. And the film I was talking about, I said that everybody will have no doubt seen and mentioned, was the one you brought up there, Terminator 2. It's one where I just think that second film is iconic. And actually, it set a trend for cinema for years and years to come in terms of how CG was used, because it was absolutely phenomenal in that. Whereas the first one, obviously, was mainly like makeup effects, and then that was in itself fantastic as well. But the other film that we talked about earlier might be a little bit contentious. I'm interested to get Dave's point of view, because we're of, Paul, I have to tell you, we're of this age where the first film I ever went to see at the cinema was on its original release as well, was The Empire Strikes Back. And I prefer that to Star Wars. I think that is a better film. Would anybody like to counter that argument?
Well, I just say my first film at the cinema was Heidi.
And I wasn't expecting that.
I don't know what year that came out, but it was down on holiday with my great aunt down in Devon. So she took us to watch Heidi. So there we go. No, I hear this quite a lot, that people like Empire Strikes Back, and I put it the third out of the three. Personally, I go, you know, Star Wars, then Return of the Jedi, then Empire Strikes Back. So yeah, I mean, it's very hard to pitch them as better films in that sense, because they're just all so fantastic. So it's really difficult to judge them. They're kind of different films, but just as good. If that, you know, that's not a contradiction. But in terms of watching them, I think I enjoyed the first one the most, then the third, then the second. And maybe that's just because, you know, the baddies are winning, and that's enough to make me not like it as much. I don't know. But in terms of the actual film and the content and overall enjoyment, there's not a lot between them.
No, there isn't. Although I think the Ewoks in Return of the Jedi spoil a little bit for me. It was very difficult to take those creatures seriously. I'll tell you a story before we get Paul's opinion on this one. I need to share this one with you. So we're going back, I would say very late 80s, even maybe mid 80s. And me and my brother were on holiday. We were having an argument, and he said the most awful thing that anybody's ever said to me in my entire life. He said about the Hothwomper toy, you know, the old, was it Jenna who made them? And he said that the Hothwomper was his, and it sent me, I'm not a violent person, but it sent me into a blind rage. And I swung a punch at that boy that day because he had pushed me too far. And he was sat down, and the bastard got his knee in the way, and I broke my arm on his knee. And it's a true story. And I tell you, that was slightly more enjoyable than the first Top Gun film as well.
Paul, what are your thoughts on the sort of the Star Wars sort of, I say, trilogy? We're only going to mention the basically 4, 5, and 6, because 1, 2, and 3 should never have ever been even considered being made, and anything other is just rubbish. So,
well, see, for this, because this was like the sequels episode, I was going to put the sequel trilogy in as better than the original.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm kidding. You
proper threw me a kid, but I was like, is he serious for a minute?
I think it was hovering over the reject from call button.
I was just making my credibility really low, so anything I say from now on is going to be all right.
So which one of the three then would you go with?
I would pick it Empire personally as well, just because I always remember the, like when I was younger, the Hoth battle was always the kind of iconic one for me. Yeah, just the start was just brilliant. And I kind of had, like when I was growing up, like me and my pals, if we were like, had the Star Wars figures and stuff, I was always the bad guy, so I had a wee soft spot for the Empire, kicking a bit of rebel butt.
I just think Empire is, and Dave made a comment earlier, like, you know, the bad guys sort of win, maybe that's why I didn't like it. That was why I actually did like it.
Yeah.
Because I think, because it was much darker, much more sinister, you actually felt, or I felt watching it, you actually got the true nature of the Empire, you know, and actually it was just a ragtag sort of group of rebels type thing. And actually the second film is, and obviously the line, you know, I am your father type thing, that's like sort of shock and awe and all that. But I think the fact that it paints the Empire in such a positive light puts it up there for me. And I think the journey of Luke as well, between, you know, on his mission to sort of save, and it's the start of the journey of him trying to then save Anakin and such, isn't it? So for me, it's the best film, and for the same reason as Adam, I would put Jedi third, just because Endor, or whatever, and you think, yeah, okay. So I would go Empire, then New Hope, and then Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, definitely.
And when we talk about Endor as well, and we talk about the Ewoks, we find it very difficult to take seriously. We in no way take away from Warwick Davis, who on Tallboy Radio, we're a big fan of Warwick Davis. We backed him. We backed him to beat Hasbulla in a fight, didn't we? If he was tall.
We did. We in one of our episodes, Paul, and I would suggest maybe if you've got a spare few minutes, go and look at the episode where we come at me, bro, and we pick random people. And we basically say, right, if you put them together, we'd win in a fight. And we ended up with Hasbulla and Warwick Davis. So that's just the way we roll up.
Yeah. I'll tell you this.
I would back Warwick.
Yeah, back Warwick. You know what I mean? He had the height advantage on that one.
And it's not often you say that.
This is the fact that blew our mind. So, okay, when you're talking about seasoned fighters, okay, when you're talking about boxing, you're thinking about a gentleman by the name of Tyson Fury at the moment. He's a very distinctive character, heavyweight champion, 6'9", heck of a reach, can take a punch and can throw a punch as well. Big dude and a bit of a character. But what blew our mind is two Warwick Davises are bigger than Tyson Fury. Can you picture that now?
Two what, sorry?
Two Warwick Davises. Warwick Davis.
Oh, two Warwick Davises.
Yeah, two yeah. Warwick Davises. Warwick Davis stood on top of Warwick Davis's head is taller than Tyson Fury. Doesn't
yeah, I'm going to I'm gonna have to take a few minutes to say a bit, think about this now. So. Come back to me.
Yeah, it doesn't, it, for me, it does not compute. So, yeah.
But Dave, who would win in a fight? Would it be Tyson Fury or two Warwick Davises?
I think
well, you might have to go back and listen to bro, you know what I mean? Because we're not giving the suit. What we did throw a little curveball in and say, actually, if we did have a wild card, which means that you can basically tool one of them up. So if you got Tyson Fury and Warwick Davis, but you gave Warwick Davis a sword, would he be able to still take Tyson Fury sort of thing? So you'd have to go back and watch listen to that episode anyway. So
indeed, it shall indeed be done.
Well, I wouldn't spend too much time on it.
That's probably better episodes, if I'm honest.
It's not a good use of anybody's time. But thank you for anybody out there who has listened to that. God bless you. Go on then. So are we saying then ultimately that Empire Strikes Back is better? And how do we think the good folks of IMDb would rate those original three films? Which order would they have them in?
I think they might go in the order of the films. I think they might go 1, 2, 3. I think Star Wars will be highest, Empire second, Return of the Jedi third. I would put it the different, but I think that's the order they'll go in.
Yeah, I'd go 1, 2, 3 as well.
Yeah, I agree with Gaz as well. I think, and Gaz and Dave actually, because Colin, the other co-host, he holds A New Hope quite high regards because of the first one and it started everything, and it'd just be that kind of thing for everyone. So I think the same as you guys.
Interesting that. So we've all sat here and said Empire's better, Star Wars comes next, and Return of the Jedi. So in terms of who was to take a consensus, we would say that would how it go. But yet we don't trust the people of Great Britain to do the same, or the people of the world, I should say. But no, they all entirely agree with us, but only just. Empire 8.7, Star Wars 8.6, Return of the Jedi 8.3.
Okay.
There we go. So do you want to look at, let's have a look. Gaz, you trailed it a little bit there earlier. Film franchises. You don't like the idea of multiple films in a series. Paul, I don't know if you have any in your mind that you had jotted down that sort of fit into that category.
I have, well, film franchises. I had Rocky 2 as part of like a bigger franchise.
Well, it's interesting because I got Rocky 4 because I actually like Rocky 4. And I think Rocky, and I was going to go Rocky 2, but Rocky 2 is definitely better than Rocky. But I would argue that Rocky 3 should never have been made. And then Rocky 4 actually is better than Rocky 2. But that's just my personal opinion.
You know what? I meant to say Rocky 4 because I can't read my handwriting. It's actually a 4. I was just quickly scanning my list and I was like, Rocky 2. And I was like, oh, no, it's a 4. Yeah, it's definitely the one with Drago, Rocky 4. I don't know.
Yeah, Rocky 4, yeah. Definitely.
Two was okay, but four was
okay. Four's the best one.
What's the one with, is it Dolph Lundgren?
That's Rocky IV, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because that would be the one. I can't remember his name, but that would be the one.
Yeah.
Because up until 2 weeks ago, I'd never seen any of the Rocky movies at all.
Really?
I thought I'd seen the first one, but I think I'd just seen so many like montages of I thought I'd just seen it, but I hadn't. I seen Creed in Creed 2, and then that got me into watching the Rocky movies.
What do you make of those Creed films, just out of interest? Do you enjoy them?
I actually did, yeah. I enjoy the fighting. I think the fights are really shot well, and it's quite visceral fights. The punches, I think they look really well. When I went back and watched the Rocky films, I sat for four films watching it. I was like, why does Rocky never put his hands up and stop getting jabbed in the face?
And the thing is, when you go back to watch the first Rocky films, like camera angles and all that, but he throws a punch and then there's one bit and Sylvester Stallone sort of moves his, and it literally misses him by like that much. And you're like, oh, come on, just retake that shot, please. Because like he literally misses him by like so far. It's ridiculous.
See, I like Rocky 3.
No, dude.
Clubber.
No.
Clubber Lang.
No. I mean, Mr. T, I pity the fool. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. But no, just, nah, not for me.
What do you predict? Pain!
No. No.
Damn. And then you got Hulk Hogan in it, dude. You know I love the Hulk stuff.
Well, that's why you like it, because it's Mr. T and Hulk Hogan. That's why you like it.
What was his name? Thunderlips or something?
That's the one.
Thunderlips.
That's the one. See, what about Rocky Balboa then? Who, have you seen that film?
I never watched it. I didn't get that far into it.
You need to make some time for that one. I'm telling you now. Certainly beats Rocky V. Did you watch Rocky V? We can all...
We can all forget Rocky V. The Tommy Morrison. Yeah, should never be made ever. Yeah.
Shouldn't have existed though. So Rocky and Rocky 2. I enjoy Rocky 2 more than I enjoy Rocky. I think there's too much arson around in Rocky setting the scene. You know what I mean? Good film, enjoyable story. Rocky 2, really, really good. Rocky 3, better. Rocky 4, almost on a par with 3. Rocky 5, disaster. Rocky Balboa, for me, is up there as being nearly as good as 3. Honestly, I think it's better than 4 Rocky Balboa.
I think I've seen it, but I can't remember it.
Is he not like 60 years old to try to fight or something?
This is the whole point. And again, so if you know the story of Rocky, the original story, so basically it is loosely based on Muhammad Ali was due to be fighting somebody and he pulled out at the last minute. It was like, well, actually, look, we got this slot. Let's give some random schmo off the street, literally. But he was not a great boxer by any strength of the imagination. He was a local boxer, and he gave him a go up against Muhammad Ali. And actually, he gave him what for? Obviously, Ali won, as you would expect. But it was not the one-sided fight that everybody was expecting. So that's the story behind that. Fast forward many, many years to Rocky Balboa. And that indeed is almost like a story in itself, because there was that talk, would Ali in his prime beat some other fighter? And it very nearly happened. It didn't. Whereas in Rocky Balboa, it actually did. They got him in the ring. And you know, I don't want to spoil it for everyone, but Rocky doesn't win, because it would be farcical if he did. But he takes it to the distance, and obviously because he's got that heart, you know, he's got that steel jaw of his. It's a really, really enjoyable film. It tells a great story, looking on his life and where he is now. And it's got that soul and it's got that character to it. It is well, well worth a watch. I love it. I think it's a fantastic film. And I think it's up there with the Creed films. Well, I really, really enjoy the Creed films. Michael B. Jordan, I think he's fantastic. He looks like a boxer. Do you know what I mean? I think they're great films. I've not seen Creed 3. Have you seen that one yet?
There's
a film, it might not be the Creed or Rocky franchise, but there's a film, I want to say Winona Ryder, but I'm absolutely terrible at remembering stuff, where she's a female boxer. And
no, it's
is it
not that Million Dollar Baby?
Million Dollar Baby.
Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood.
That's not in the same franchise, but that's a really good film.
It's actually a really good film. Mm. Have you not seen it, Dad?
I remember it being on a flight that I was on, and I think I had it on, but I may have fallen asleep. So
it is a good film. I'll give you that. It is a good. I don't think it falls into the. It's a film. There's a sequel to it, but it is a good film. I'll give you that, Dave. Yeah, I enjoyed it when I watched it.
Interesting.
It was boxing, so I thought it might have been in the same one.
Yeah, interesting. So
same universe.
Yeah, exactly. It's in that ballpark. Go on. Well, we won't rank them because it'll take too bloody long. The six, obviously, it's too far too rowdy as is. which do you think the good folks of IMDb had picked as the best Rocky film?
I'm going to go one.
Anybody else?
What did you say, Paul? I think I talked at the same time as you.
Oh, no, four. I just said four. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are saying four as well. So I'm saying Rocky Balboa, which is rated at 7.1. Rocky 4, 6.8. Rocky the original, Dave, you're right on the money, 8.1. Deemed to be the best of the films. The two Creed films are up there as well, by the way. 7.6, 7.1. And the third one, 7.3. Although, obviously, less people have viewed that. So before we move on to one of you guys then, and talking about film franchises, let you pick one out where you think a later film is better than the original. Which film franchise has the most films?
Harry Potter.
No. It's got to be
Star Trek.
X-Men or Avengers.
Now, interesting if Marvel has as many films as this, but so it's 31 films.
31?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a lot. That's a lot. Is
Disney a franchise in its own? Mickey Mouse?
No. But it's on those lines because they are all different sort of genres of film.
To be fair, if Fast and Furious keeps going, it'll probably beat that.
You could well be right. Carry on, films. 31 of them. It's a franchise. Yeah, it's a franchise, yeah. It's the franchise with most films. Go on, guys. I took one out of them.
Right, so... now, I'm going to go, and it might be slightly controversial, but as you all know, I'm a massive Tolkien fan. I'm a massive Lord of the Rings fan. And I'm going to say Return of the King is better than Fellowship and Two Towers. I think the third film in that series is the best film. I'm going to throw out there.
We guessed it, Paul, on another podcast out of Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky. And it was Happy Hour podcast, if you're familiar with them.
Oh, I'm making tabs.
That's the one, yeah. So we guessed it on one of the episodes talking about Lord of the Rings. And I can't remember which was my favourite. I think I said Fellowship.
I've watched them all, obviously, loads, and I sort of changed my mind a little bit. Two is the weakest of the second film is the weakest of the three. And when you read the books, it's the weakest of the books as well. And I sort of flipped between Fellowship and Return of the King. But I think the battle scenes in three are better. And, well, I say battle, so fight scenes. And obviously, you've got the there may come a time when the courage of men fails, and Aragorn's quote, and I love that quote, but it is not this day, and you know, they're at the black gates and stuff. So I love that, and I also love the fact that throughout this trilogy, Sam and Frodo, obviously they're on their own little thing, but Sam effectively is the sort of hero in the film, and I really like that. Everyone think, you know, it's Frodo and he carries the ring, but actually Sam is a real strong character in it, and you know, you get towards the end and I might not be able to carry it, but I can carry you type thing. So I think the third one is the best of the three.
Before I give the guys something to retort there, I'm gonna have to ask you this question then, guys, about the transfer of weight. Okay, so that ring, it bears very heavy on Frodo, yet Sam can carry him as though he is just a regular hobbit. So that would mean that the ring doesn't understand that transfer of weight from power to one to a third party, okay? So had they just sellotaped it to a mouse, they could have just carried a mouse in a cage and it wouldn't have been an issue.
And there's always those heathens that say, well, why couldn't just the eagles just take the ring and just drop it in and fly over the top of it, you know what I mean? Because they come to rescue and so just give it the bloody them in the first place, you know what I mean? So anyway... But yeah, the third one is the better one, in my opinion.
So yeah, so that's called the Hotel California theory, that one. So just out of interest, why couldn't the Eagles have just picked him up and carried it? I don't understand. Why couldn't they?
It's a film. Just stop it. Right? I get told off all the time for this sort of shit. So just stop it.
Okay. Told this podcast. Ask Tabs. You know what I mean? You
didn't fucking dare. She got quite emotional about it.
So Paul, are you a sort of Lord of the Rings? Are you a Tolkien sort of fan? Lord of the Rings fan?
I would say casual, because I'm glad you kind of poo-pooed over the Two Towers, because I actually had that on my list.
Okay.
But it's mainly, it's like, I'm saying, like, I'm just a casual fan. Yeah. I tried to watch that Rings of Power when it came on Prime, but I totally bamboozled me, like, when in space and time it was actually taking place and
yeah,
what was actually going on. But just like Lord of the Rings, like, when I think about Lord of the Rings, it's just always the Battle of Helm's Deep that
yeah,
kind of sticks in my mind. And I remember having a PlayStation game that was the Two Towers and just rattling that all the time. And I loved it. The third one I did like, but it just felt like the final battles were a bit rushed for me. Like, as soon as that kind of ghost army came in, it just kind of felt like it was just whitewashed, the whole bad guy army. And then when they're having that final fight at like Mordor, and then the big chasm opens up, it just felt like the fighting didn't get to take place that much, just because these big things happened and kind of took it out.
But I mean,
that was just my gripe.
I'll definitely give you the Helm's Deep, which is the, you know, you're going to have to toss me sort of, you know, the sort of with Gimli and the dwarf and all that, you know, so that I'll give you that, because that battle scene is pretty cool. I will give you that. I just felt as though, and whether or not it was a hangover from reading the books, because the books are very much like Frodo and Sam go up a mountain, Frodo and Sam go down a mountain, Frodo and Sam go up a mountain. And there's a lot of that, and then just basically traveling. And when you read the books, it's the weakest of the three books. So whether or not that's my perception then of I didn't enjoy the books, therefore I don't enjoy that film as much. I don't know. But I'd say I'd sort of flip between one and three, but I would probably put three as slightly my favourite.
So I think I said I preferred the first one, and I'm going to stand by those, because I do enjoy it. I think I like the acting, I like the story setting, and I like the characters in that film, and it's an interesting story. The third one, like you say, it's interesting you say it felt a bit rushed. It was nearly bloody 4 hours long.
I just meant the fighting, just the final kind of battles just felt like they were just rushed over for some kind of big event.
Yeah,
that kind of stopped the two armies actually fighting to the end.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's just me. I'm a stickler for a big battle.
Well, I know what you mean. Dave, what are your opinions of those films? Where do you think they sit going before we let the good people of IMDb settle the debate?
Probably 1, 3, 2, but I've watched them all multiple times, and the Hobbit films as well, and they all get a bit mixed up in my head, because although they're all different, they're all quite the same as well. Bunch of people walking around, something to do with the ring, big battle. So it's a bit like Harry Potter. It's basically the same film, slightly retold, a bit different.
Yeah. You know my thoughts on Harry Potter, though, because J.K. Rowling's made a career out of just ripping off Tolkien, basically. Because Dumbledore is Gandalf, and you've got all the wizards who are basically the Fellowship. You've got what they call Dementors, which are actually the ring wraiths, and then you've got the Horcruxes, which are actually the rings. So you've got spiders in there, which is basically Sherlock. So she's just made an absolute career out of just ripping off Tolkien, and she's got away with it. So, hey ho.
Well, who's Dobby then?
He's a house elf, dude.
Bit of a rip off of Gollum, that was my joke.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly my point.
Yeah. So how do we think those films rank then, in terms of the order?
I'll go 3, 1, 2, but I suspect they'd probably go 1, 3, 2, maybe.
Yeah, I'm going 1, 3, 2.
Well, it's interesting. It's interesting. Because we've got two that rank exactly the same.
Okay.
1 and 2. 8.8.
Wow.
Return of the King? 4.1.
Really?
No, 9. It's 9.
Kaz, come on, mate.
I enjoyed it anyway.
What about yourself then, Dave? Have you got any franchise films that you did? Do you enjoy like horrors? So when Paul, you say you enjoy horrors, do you like slashers like Friday the 13th? Before we go to Dave, sorry.
I've only seen a couple of Friday the 13th. So it's not really something that, because when I first started watching like slashers, the first thing that I seen was, what's the one where he goes to space? Is it like
Jason X.
Jason X, that's the one, Jason X. And I was like, nah, that's not for me. So I only watched the Friday the 13th remake, I think, last year. And it was okay. It was pretty decent. But I've never really had the time to go back and watch the originals. So I'm probably missing it. It's probably something I need to watch, because I want to watch that. I've never actually seen any of the Nightmare on Elm Streets, but I've seen Freddy versus Jason.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty shocking. I'll tell you now, Jason X is literally about the worst entry-level film that you can jump in on. In terms of the remake, we did remakes off in another episode. Actually, that one is okay. With lines like perfect nipple alignment, you know what I mean? That doesn't make its way into many films. And I give credit to the guy for landing that with a look of seriousness on his face. But those original films, the first film itself, so was Sean S. Cunningham. He made sort of the original Friday the 13th, and then it spawned on and he went on and on and on with the Jason character. And it is a bit of a legend. 2, great. 4, great. 5, great. 3, not so good, because it was the 3D phenomenon at the time. It was a little bit trite, but probably worth watching. Anything after 6, not really worth bothering with, would be my advice. So, Dave, in terms of film franchises, have you got anything you want to add to the mix?
I think one that I can't remember the order of the films or the name of the films, but I know every time watching, I think they're really good, and that's the Mission Impossible films. I think each one stands completely on its own, and they're just really, really good. I mean, that's what I'd throw in as a franchise to me that works. It's not overdone. It's not like you get one every other year or anything. I think there's only been 4, maybe, over quite a long period of time, but you know me and my memory, there could have been 6.
There could have been 6, Dave. It could well have been 6.
Maybe there's been 6.
I think there's been 6.
over how many years? Because it feels like they're not every other year, are they?
I don't know.
I don't know when the first one was. It must be.
It's got to be 20 years, hasn't it?
It's got 90s.
Yeah.
96. Yeah. 26 years, 27 years.
Yeah. I remember playing the PS1 game and the Nintendo 64 one.
Mission Impossible's are good. Number 1 was good. Number 2 was actually decent. And I do quite like that espionage type. You see, the other ones is the Bourne films. So you've got this Identity, Supremacy, and Ultimatum. I can't remember which order they're going, but those three are decent. And whether or not I go 1, 2, 3, but if you haven't seen the Bourne series, that they are good. That Matt Damon is decent in that, so that they are decent. And I think there's a couple of others. There's the Treadstone. I think, was it Amazon or Netflix did like it? They tried to do a series called Treadstone, and basically all of the agents are now being sort of re-energized and stuff. So, but yeah, the Bourne are decent. I quite like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I must admit, I enjoyed the original Bourne films. I've not seen too many of the Mission Impossible ones, but from every list you look at which says about sequels that are better than the original, 4, 5, and 6, which is one of the 6 films, feature as being better than the first 3. So, changing it up a little bit then, because Gaz knows I love to chuck in a random question that was not discussed. Films that stand alone, can you think of any film that is currently, there is only one of, that needs a sequel?
Oh, Christ.
Needs a sequel.
You'd like to see a sequel, maybe.
Can we guarantee that it's going to be good?
Can you guarantee anything in life, David?
You see, that's the gamble, isn't it? Because there's some brilliant films, and if you think, yeah, let's have a sequel, it's just going to wreck it, isn't it? More likely than not.
Ghostbusters 2. Gremlins 2.
Goonies.
Interesting, Dave. What would that look like?
Interesting. What would that look like?
Would it have the original cast?
Yeah, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be bloody good, that.
Yeah.
That was a good film. That's one of those films that feels like, I mean, you're going to tell me you're on Goonies 4 now or something, aren't you?
No. You're right on the money there, dude. There is only one Goonies film, and it stands alone as an absolutely fantastic film. I have tried to make my kids watch it a couple of times, and they get bored and wander off and go and cause chaos somewhere else in the house while I just sit in the front room and ignore them and watch that film, because it is fantastic.
Yeah, that's a good shout, actually, Goonies, yeah. I can't. You've just thrown it under the bus there, dude. I can't think. Now my mind's gone blank. I actually can't think of any standalone film whatsoever. Titanic, there you go. I don't know what a sequel would look like. But.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a Titanic 2 somewhere out there that is on Sci-Fi Channel at some point.
Oh, really is? Oh, okay.
One of those ones that's just a name and spirit only.
Yeah. I'm sure there's like a porn equivalent like Titanic 2 going down. What about yourself, Paul? Is there any film that you've really, really loved? There's only been one you'd love to see a sequel of.
Just throw it out there. Baby Driver.
Baby Driver. Oh,
yeah. I've seen that film. That is a decent.
Yeah.
Really good. Yeah.
I don't know how they go about it story-wise, but just the kind of style of it and the music in it and the stunts. Like, I think if you could make a sequel of it, I don't know what the story would be, but if they could make something else like that and just have the same kind of crew, I think it'd be amazing.
Have you seen that ad?
I've not seen it, no.
Dave, have you seen it? No.
Watching. Tell me what it's about, I might have done, you never know.
It's a getaway driver, but he's got tinnitus. So he listens to his iPod when he's like driving away from heists, and he's always with a different crews and stuff. And I don't want to give too much away, but like the music's always just so good. I had a good cast. Some of the good cast. Some of them are a bit questionable now with transgressions.
Okay.
Yeah. They weren't very discreet with it. Kevin Spacey.
careful now, guys. Loves Kevin Spacey.
whisper that.
But yeah, if you like car chases, you like action, you like a wee bit of comedy and good music, then Baby Driver. And then if they could make a sequel, I'd have that all day long. Because it's Edgar Wright that directs it as well, so you know it's going to be good.
Interesting. Guys, what does Shawshank 2 look like?
Well, it would have to be the story of them. I don't know, what would they do? They'd meet up on the beach and say one to Neo and create this little, like, business, and then maybe somebody from their past, maybe the, I don't know, prison guard or somebody then finds them and something, don't know. But yeah, I mean, that film is amazing, and actually there should never be a sequel to that, because it is just like the best film. Like Usual Suspects, that is that standalone film, so I'm not quite, you know, that would that work?
That was what was in my head when I said, could you guarantee it was going to be good? Because that's probably my number one film. If you made that again and it was not brilliant, it would just knacker it, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Was it the biggest trick the devil ever pulled, was convincing the world he didn't exist? Or something like that. Yeah.
Either of those films could be improved by getting Hasbulla in the sequel, could they not? Do you not think?
Throwing out some mixed martial arts moves or something, yeah.
I love it. Love it, dude. Love it. So I'm gonna try, before we close out, then, we're coming up slowly but surely to the hour mark then. So I'm going to chuck you out a couple of questions. Has anybody seen the film 8mm with Nicolas Cage?
Yes. Yes. Hold on. I have. No. Don't remember it. I was going to get confused with, what's the one with Robin Williams when he plays a Photoshop dude? Is that
I
have seen it, but I can't remember it.
So 8mm is a film about, so he's a private, Nicolas Cage plays a private detective who is employed to get to the bottom of whether this film is a genuine snuff film. Now, we talked about this when we had Jason Impey on. Very, very good film. Quite gritty subject. Has anybody ever seen 8mm 2?
No.
That is the weirdest sequel to any film I have ever come across in my life. I didn't choose my words very carefully there. Because it is completely unrelated in any way to the first. It is a couple who get filmed having a threesome with this random prostitute and then try and recover the film, okay? And it is in no way related to that first film. There is an incredible amount of full frontal female nudity in it. So for me, it was slightly better. No. in all seriousness, it is just the weirdest thing. Because I was watching it and enjoying it and thinking, wow, are they going to tie this in? What the hell has this got to do with the first one? The answer is nothing. Absolutely nothing. It is the weirdest sequel I have ever seen in my life. It's bizarre. Utterly bizarre. Root it out. Watch the first one first. That's 8mm. That's a very, very good film.
I have seen the original. I just can't remember the storyline. I vaguely remember it being some sort of home movie type thing, as you said. I genuinely couldn't tell you anything about it. Yeah.
And then finally, the other one, which I find a very, very strange sequel. Paul, I'll go to you first. I chucked it out on, we have a WhatsApp group where we discuss what we're going to be talking about this week and amongst other things, and generally take pictures of beer and share it on there. And there is, we took the piss out of Gaz a little bit because he got a bit confused about what's a sequel or what a remake is. But there is one film which is a remake and a sequel.
And a sequel.
Yeah, it's not a remake of a sequel. It is a remake and a sequel at the same time. And is it the horror genre?
Scream 2022.
I've not seen that actually. It may very well be. But are you familiar with the legendary actor Bruce Campbell?
Yes.
Evil Dead 2. Direct remake of Evil Dead. In terms of, like, he goes to the cottage with his girlfriend, also called Linda. And it follows exactly the same path. And he accidentally opens up another world. It's utterly, utterly bizarre.
And I was amazed that it took you an hour to mention Bruce Campbell and Evil Dead, dude. I was convinced that was going to be like Evil Dead 2 was just going to be like the first thing that you said. So,
well, Evil Dead 2 rates higher than the original. So that is one of those sequels which is supposedly better. I disagree with that film. Have you seen the original, Paul, of the original Evil Dead film?
I have, many moons ago. I just remember lots of blood and lots of body parts.
Brilliant.
And lots of high-pitched screams.
Yeah, brilliant. What's not to love?
That's it, Adam. So, just before we did close, dude, and right, so there was a film, and that I thought, sequel, and well, there's two actually. So The Dark Knight, I think, in terms, is better than the original. Heath Ledger and Christian Bale. Heath Ledger as the Joker is just standout, phenomenal, one of the best performances you will ever see in any genre of any film across any time span. Just an outstanding character portrayal, so brilliant. So I would go that. And the other one was Silence of the Lambs, because I think Silence of the Lambs, is it a sequel? Hannibal Lecter is in, so the character is in Manhunter stroke Red Dragon, and the Silence of the Lambs is dated on the timeline after that, so therefore it's just a sequel. And that, when you said it, there was a sequel, but the sequel's been made and it's before, I wondered whether you're going to go down there, because I'm sure that Silence of the Lambs was made and then as the sequel to the film, but then they remade Manhunter, as Red Dragon after Silence of the Lambs, so that would have also been like a sequel, but do you know what I mean, if that makes sense?
Yeah,
but Silence of the Lambs is a sequel.
Yeah, it is a sequel, you're quite right, but in terms of popularity, so Manhunter was made beforehand, wasn't made with a great cast, didn't star Sir Anthony Hopkins as Hannibal Lecter, and then they made Silence of the Lambs, fantastic film, and then Red Dragon remade,
was it Ralph Fiennes, was it Red Dragon? Was it?
Yes, Ralph. Very good film, very good film, but still not a patch on Silence of the Lambs.
No. And so I just thought, you know, so and I've just thought one, you know, you said a standalone film, should be a sequel. And I'm not quite sure how you did, but Memento, have you seen Memento?
Oh, yeah, that's an interesting one.
Which is the guy that he like tattoos, basically you watch the film backwards and it's in reverse. And if have you ever seen it, Paul, Memento? It's got Guy
Ritchie. I've seen clips that Guy Pearce
in it, yeah, and basically, you're watching, it's like, it's a bit weird, is it? But then, actually, when you realise that it's sort of back to front, and it's a guy that he loses his memory, and he has to give himself various clues, and so he can't remember things, and he has to piece together all the different clues that he gives himself. And then, if you watch the film, I think, and for life, I can't think what the story would be, but I just remember thinking, oh, that would be really cool if then they made a second, and they made a follow-up to it. So that, I'm just throwing them out there.
Is that a Christopher Nolan one, Memento?
Yes, I think it might be.
I think it was. I just don't remember exactly how they finished the film. So I'm going to sound a bit weird if he dies or whatever, but I can't can't think how they ended the film. But I just remember thinking that would be quite cool, because that's quite a dark sort of film and stuff, but that would be good.
Very, very dark film, very dark film. And here's the thing, if you own that on DVD, there is an Easter egg on the DVD version, so you can actually watch it. Like Gaz says, it starts off at the end of the film, effectively, and works back to the beginning and how it all began. Very, very cleverly done. But there's an Easter egg, so you can watch it in order. And I tell you what, I watched it in order. I was about 15 minutes in, and it was absolutely appalling. When it's shown in that correct order, it's a very, very dull film. To watch it in the correct way, really? The storytelling takes fast.
Yeah.
But I watched it all the way through, and I'll tell you this: slightly better than Top Gun. So that brings us to the end of this episode. So before we do, I need to give a quick shout out to our sponsors, who are of course Ollie Snacks. So if you want your olives, your nuts, your pretzels, or your chocolate covered pretzels, head over to ollies-ollies.com. and use the promo code TALLBOYRADIO, all capitals, all one word, if you are in the UK only, and get a 20% discount off your order. And with every order placed on their website, they donate a school meal to a child in need with the help of One Feeds Two. So, any conclusions from today? Anyone want to share any of the drinks that they've been enjoying, the different beverages as well?
Yeah, so final thought really for me is, most people will say that there aren't many sequels better than the original. I think we've put paid to that, and I think we've sort of discussed that actually that you can make a better sequel to the original. You know, it's obviously personal preference, personal choice, and we've gone through a couple of films, maybe sequels that shouldn't ever have been made. So episode 1, 2, and 3 in the Star Wars franchise, but there we go. And I am still on my month off beer, so I'm on Heineken Zero, which actually tastes better than the original Heineken. Interesting. I just want to say big thanks to Paul really coming on, sharing his thoughts and stuff. Wish him all the best with his podcast, and love to hook up again down the line and do it again sometime.
Yeah, we need to have you on as well. I love just talking like movies, football, eating like that. Just having a good time, just enjoying the banter. And much like Gaz, I'm on the Pepsi Max because it's a school night, and I'm still a wee bit immature. I've not got a taste for beer or wine yet in my 30s.
Dave?
God, the 30s, what are them? I'm still not drinking, and I just pulled this off the shelf. It's, I don't know what it is, cup and something. Cider. Copenberg. That's it, yeah. Alcohol-free cider, which is just like a fruit drink, really. So I don't know why you put alcohol-free. They might as well just put fruit drink on it. That kind of pop.
Have we been to?
It's not too dissimilar, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, true, actually. She just had Vimto. I like Vimto.
Disgusting.
Where's Andy likes Vimto, doesn't he?
Andy likes Vimto with gin and tonic, yeah.
But I enjoyed that, actually. I remembered more than I thought I would. But Paddington, guys, go and watch the Paddington movie. It's really good.
God, we got
a final thought. Final thought, go and watch Paddington.
Yeah.
I heard it's a right tearjerker.
Like as all you would, you watching that film, that's all I'd say. So yeah, slightly better than Top Gun. But no, the beers I've been enjoying, so this was my first. I don't even see that there. So this Neon Raptor Abandoned Dragons, which is an Imperial Maple and Hazelnut Stout, comes in a very gentle 13%, and I tell you what, absolute humdinger. And the sequel I followed that with was Three Hills, which is one of my favourite brewers, and they made a Banoffee Pie Imperial Pastry Stout, 11%. And I tell you what, much like most of the films we talked about tonight, not as good as the original there that I drank. So Paul, Seismic Cinema, where can we find that on social media?
Oh God, this is where I'm terrible at it. I was saying before the call, Colin usually does this and I'm usually just switched off and ready to go. So yeah, you can find us on Twitter. We're usually quite active on Twitter. Facebook's pretty meh. Instagram, don't really know what we do on there. And you can find us on anywhere you find your podcasts, like Spotify and all that, the rest of it, you know, the usual. Colin's got a list. He just goes, like, rattles them off, like, in a good order. I'm just like, yeah, okay. Thanks for listening. Cheers.
And where is Colin?
Where is he? He's off playing with his shuttlecock. He's a badminton.
Can't believe you're throwing one of the buses. He's not even on the podcast to defend himself.
There's a sentiment of drift to it.
No doubt. So you said as well, football. You like to talk about football. We're not going to get into it tonight, because otherwise, you know, we're way over the hour mark already. Which team do you guys follow?
Well, Colin's a Rangers fan. You probably haven't even heard of my team. Probably not. I'm a Greenock Morton fan.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
They're right across. Like, if you take the ferry, it's 20 minutes, and you're in Greenock, and that's my local team. So, I support them. I'm not a glory hunter like these Celtic and Rangers fans have. Never been to Glasgow, never lived in Glasgow in a day in their lives.
It's like United fans down in England. It's like, how many United fans have actually been to Old Trafford? Probably not many, but there you go.
What about you guys?
I'm an Everton fan for my sins, so let's not talk about football currently.
Dave?
I'm a United fan.
And I'm an Arsenal fan. So yeah, I'm glory hunting. About 200 miles north of there.
So Adam's the happiest at the three, isn't
he? For now.
Yeah, he will. Yeah.
They'll be all right this season, Adam.
I think so. I think so. So if you want to find Tallboy Radio on social media, you can find us at Tallboy Radio on Twitter and on Facebook and on YouTube. And you can find us at Tallboy Radio Podcast on Instagram. And head over to our website, tallboyradio.com. And we'd love to hear from you. Drop us a mail at mail@tallboyradio.com. Tell us what you thought of this episode. Tell us what you thought about any of the episodes you heard recently. And tell us what you think we could do better if you didn't enjoy it, because that's what we like to hear as well. Always appreciate any feedback that you care to share with us. Talking about sequels. Obviously, hopefully you enjoyed the episode that we did a couple of weeks ago now, Hellgate. So we had some guests on who actually were stars of a movie, where we were asked to help promote a film, and we interviewed the two stars of the movie, Bridget and Emily. So that's a film we'd like to see a second one of. We'd like to be a part of Hellgate 2 if that ever happens. So with that thought in mind, who wants to say their goodbyes first?
Actually, just echo what I said a few minutes ago, really. Just massive thanks to Paul to coming on the podcast. Look forward to hearing what those guys do. Look forward again to perhaps chatting in the future. We can talk football, we can talk whatever it is that he wants to talk about. So, really enjoyed it and looking forward to next time.
Indeed, indeed. Dave?
Yeah, thanks. Enjoyed it. It's always good just to talk random stuff that you haven't got a prep for. So, yeah, good one.
Paul?
Absolutely loved it. You guys have been great. Thanks for having a dafty like me on. I was going to say your plugin was way better, Adam. Can I do mine again?
We'll stick it in the notes, though, you would. So, yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much for joining us. We really enjoyed it. We like talking films, and to get someone on from a film podcast as well, I think it adds a little bit of extra gravitas to it, to allow them to our inane witterings. But for those who've taken the time to listen, thank you. Thank you very much. We'll catch you next week, when we'll be talking about something entirely different. But you should be hearing some more Scottish accents. Take care.